B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from the Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello!
Hello!
Wow, hello.
Wow!
What was that? You are shot out of a cannon.
Coming in hot, Roy.
I wanted to do something different. You know.
Welcome to your Monday!
All right. We're done.
Let's dial it back a little bit. Okay? Not everybody's feeling as awake as we are today.
Bring it down a notch. It's like my overacting this weekend.
Oh, my God. We have so much to talk about this morning after a crazy weekend with the MRL show. From Beach Mountain to the big house that Loren owns, the Chateau. We got all the details coming up after your Monday morning song.
Yeah,
let's go. Yeah. You know, I was just looking out the window behind me. It's like the sun's already rising. The weather's warm, and it's like summertime for me. Doing the radio shows is just so much better when it's, you know, bright early, warm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the wintertime, it's all depressing.
It's way easier to get up in the summer.
Oh, totally. It's cold out. It doesn't get bright until the kids are out of the, like, out of the house already and on the bus. Ain't no kids that sit on the bus stop when it's dark outside. Yep. It stinks.
Well, we had a big weekend for the show. We went up to Beach Mountain to the walk with Dorothy at the Land of Oz, which we're going to be getting that in later into the show. We have the big housewarming party at Loren's house with no furniture.
Mm-hmm. It was probably better that way, in hindsight.
I loved it. I had a blast.
Yeah.
A lot of running around room, a lot of room to walk around. Yeah, no furniture to spill stuff on. Yeah.
I got to put my socks on, slide across the floor.
Yep.
This is a hoot.
Yeah, we did have a really busy weekend, though. So what about you, Roy? What else went on besides the time that we saw you? What was your weekend like in 30 seconds? Anything else happen?
I mean, it's boring real estate stuff. And for people who didn't know, I'm a real estate agent. So I do know what happened. Sorry. I went to a really nice dinner and...
And you didn't know how to order?
No.
Well, he's broke now.
So not only am I broke from this dinner, because the person that we went with wanted, like, he had a very fine taste, which is fun. I love celebrating people. But this house that we went to was built in the 1800s. And it's called the McNinch House. And Teddy Roosevelt not dined there, but he was a guest there and
used the restroom or something.
You know, like, yeah. the past presidents would go there and whatever. And when I tell you the decor and furniture has not changed since like the 1800s, I sat down on that chair that hadn't been made in 1905. And you would have thought the whole room looked, because, like, the noise it made.
Oh, God.
It was the loudest crack and pop. Like, everyone thought, like, I'm going to fall through to the ground. Like, that is going.
The chair's going.
Have you ever sat on a chair and felt the legs wiggle a little bit? You know what I mean? Like, that's what this 1905 antique relic was doing underneath me. And meanwhile, I'm like, I hope it breaks, because then we get a free dinner.
You know?
That was the food. Yeah, food's great. It's a great restaurant.
Rush trying to break it. He's like, every time he sits a little harder on it.
Sir, can you quit flopping into the chair? Right?
Did they have old-timey food, like quail and, I don't know, I'm trying to think, like, what else was old-timey,
lamb,
you know?
Like, lamb.
Fox.
Fox. No, it was really good food. It was, the Biltmore, the Vanderbilts came there. And they designed several rooms based upon the McNinch House in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
So they designed some of the billboard based upon this house. So it's pretty cool to see the two comparisons.
Yeah. Okay. Do you get a history lesson during dinner?
No. We just happened to have a 4-hour dinner and got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Who'd you dine with?
One of our good friends, his name's John.
And why did you pick that fancy place? You're not the fancy type. What'd you wear?
I'm not the. We were originally going to go to Barcelona. I wore like a suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You wore a suit, Loren.
I know, but you're so funny. You're like, wait, you don't belong there. Wait. What did you wear?
I don't.
Believe me, I sure as hell don't belong there either.
You should have heard me. I was going to say a bad word. You should have heard me complaining the whole time about wearing a suit jacket.
Oh, that's funny, man. Yeah. We went up to Beach Mountain on Friday, Loren, for a 4:45 tour with Dorothy of the Land of Oz. And there's so many funny things happened, including myself, Roy, and Nicole were characters from The Wizard of Oz. Oh. And we have the audio for you that will play in about 20 minutes.
I saw the stories, and let me tell you, I was crying laughing.
Yeah, it's funny. And so I had to rush home the next morning because Amanda got a call while we were up there that our new bedroom furniture was coming. Mm. So we didn't even really get to enjoy Beach Mountain too much. We went up, turned around, and came back. And, like, as soon as we got back, the truck showed up, and I had to empty out, like, all my dress. Like, we had done no preparation. So I'm, like, just throwing clothes out of my old dresser because they're going to help us move it down. And, you know, it was just, it was chaos for about 40 minutes. Just absolute chaos. And, by the way, no matter who you are or when you order furniture, something is always wrong. Mm. We ordered two lamps and got one. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
there's always
worse things that would happen.
Yeah, but there's always a glitch, though.
So they're now going to come back for one lamp,
right?
Yeah,
it's annoying. So, how about you? You didn't come to Beach Mountain.
Yeah, I didn't come to Beach Mountain because I had an appearance Saturday morning with the Charlotte Realtors for Strides for Shelter. So it was actually a really cool event. Like, it was like over 500 runners.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they were raising money to buy a van for the relatives, which help underprivileged youth.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you run at all?
I did. I was going to do the fun run until they handed me the air horn.
Ah.
And then I got to kick off the fun run. Yeah. That was me.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
All right. Did you hear that money can't buy everything?
What?
Has to do with Cam Newton. We'll discuss in 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We're the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Loren, money can't buy everything.
Well, what can it?
Really?
It can buy a lot of things. We were at Chateau de Lorraine yesterday, and we saw that there's some fancy things in there, but
there's nothing in there. there's nothing in my house currently.
Well, there was a fancy thing that held the wine.
Yeah, I took a picture.
I don't even know what that silver thing's called.
We posted a little picture of the fancy chandelier at the MRL show on our Insta.
You had the ice in it. It was like a cooler for wine. It looked like it was from the Titanic.
Okay.
It was a relic.
Like something that you get at a fancy hotel when they bring in the wine.
The champagne bucket.
Yeah, champagne bucket. Yeah, who has one of those at their house? Loren's got one.
Yeah.
Did you rent that?
No.
No, okay. So anyway, money can't buy you everything, and our own Cam Newton found that out. Did you guys hear that he was on his flight back from France and wanted to get a little more leg room? Now, you would think Cam Newton, who signed a multi-million dollar deal, and we're talking about $30 million, I think, is what we're paying him, he would fly privately?
Yeah, or first.
Or in first class? And it doesn't appear to be that way.
No, he's flying a coach.
Now, I don't know all the details. Maybe he missed his flight and he had to just jump on the next flight that went out and he had to take the next seat available or something.
Yeah.
But he walked up to a guy and said, hey, can I give you 10 grand for your seat and your leg room? And the guy declined.
He probably thought he was like blowing smoke. You know what I mean?
It looks like in the video that was posted, and it is all over the internet. I mean, all over Insta and all over Twitter. Probably Facebook, too. But it looks like in the video, like, he was, like, actually pulling out the cash.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you think, I don't think I would believe it either. I'd be like, yeah, right. All right, buddy. Keep moving, you know.
Easy wristbands. Okay.
And you know what? I would say he probably didn't know who Cam was, but Cam was in, like, full Cam garb.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. The hat, the scarf.
If you know, what Cam, you know. And you'd know that that was Cam.
And there's a video of it, too, by the way. You get to watch this video. It's not like this is we're hearing through the grapevine.
Well, now the NFL says we're hearing it was $1,500.
That's what I heard.
I heard it was 10 grand.
Fake news.
Even $1,500, I'd be like, sit right down, my friend.
Yeah, but, you know, you'd have to move whoever that guy's with, I would think.
No, listen, go take your Valium and sleep by yourself in row 13D. You're going to live. Give Cam the bulkhead. That's what he wanted, by the way, was the bulkhead seat, so he had more leg room.
I love the idea that the Cam's flying coach. How cool is that? He gets to sit back here with a... Well, one, flying international is expensive in itself, but when he does it, when he was flying, he was flying with the Comet phone.
But like I said, maybe I wonder if maybe he lost his missed a flight.
Maybe like
and
first
got
class
stuck.
Was all booked or something. You know,
full flight. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then the number did change, but still, $1,500 is a lot from the 6'5" Cam Newton stuck with a normal coach seat for his flight.
Oh, and he's so tall. Like he actually really probably needed that bulkhead for a tenant. Like, He sat down in his coach seat all squished and sad.
I did. And you know what? Like, I don't know. I would have a really hard time not taking the money. Like, that would pay for your flight and then some.
It'd been awesome if there was Panther fans on there. Be like, yeah, let's not hurt his knees, okay, guy? Yeah. Take the money.
Put him in the cockpit.
Everybody turns on the poor guy in the first round.
We need the Panthers to be good this year, okay?
Cam Newton even showed the man the money, but he couldn't be bought. So.
Huh.
You gotta be careful doing that. I don't know if I'd be flashing cash on a plane.
Yeah, right?
You know?
If anything happens during the flight, I'm going over to Cam's pants. I can start going through. If I'm drowning, I'll hold up the money.
Save me. Save me.
Well, good job, Cam. The next time he comes through, we'll have to ask him about that.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So we don't typically talk about country music, but this is kind of cool. Kane Brown and Marshmello teamed up for a song. It's called One Right Thing. And I can't wait to hear what Marshmello does in country.
Okay. Do we have the audio?
No, it seems like Nicole sent a text message saying she couldn't find the audio.
Oh really?
Yes.
It's in our thing.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll circle back to it. Here, can you open that story? And it's in the story.
Okay.
But Halsey, she was criticized for having some stubble under her arms on her new Rolling Stone cover. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Her arms are kind of up over her head, and she has some stubble under there. Halsey is biracial, and she says that it's cultural appropriate, and it's best. So, did you find it?
What?
Did you find it?
Well, no. He's give me a minute.
He just had enough time to click on one page.
Okay. Well, while you find that, I have more audio for you, which is going to really mess you up.
Okay.
But Carrie Underwood, she has her little baby, and her husband, Mike Fisher, was singing to the little baby. And every time Mike sang, the baby would cry. Every time Carrie started to sing, her son would like stop and just look at her and be in awe.
You're the love I will always be. 'Cause I still believe in you.
And that went back and forth for a few minutes. It's the cutest video
That's funny.
Ever.
That kid needs a reality show. You know, like one of these singing competition shows.
Yeah. You think it'll be like the next Simon?
Yeah, if you could sing and not make Carrie Underwood's baby cry,
you
move through.
No, that's actually kind of a good concept.
Right? Meghan Trainor did the exact same thing to my nieces. Like whenever we would play on the radio, Meghan Trainor, my nieces would stop crying.
That's
like,
so funny.
Yeah, it's like it's funny how like a specific tone, I guess.
I told you guys last week I had Post Malone on and I shut it off for some reason. And Cash like started crying in the back seat. Like, what'd you do with my music? I was like, okay, relax.
We have a Kane Brown and Marshmello song for
cool.
you.
Cool. Let's hear it.
Been the kind of guy girls mamas don't lie. Running with the wrong girl.
Sorry, Kane. We're going to have to ask you to stop. Good. Sounds good.
Yeah. I think, we're playing Billy Ray Cyrus. Why not we just play more country
we're
on this radio
Dan
station?
Too.
You know what? Let's flip the format.
There's a lot of crossover in country currently.
I flipped over to the BET Awards last night and saw Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus doing their song.
Yeah, man. It's a good jam.
Did it live. Yeah, it looked good.
Cool. All right. That's your dirty for now.
All right. We had a heck of a weekend that included a trip to the Land of Oz up in Beach Mountain. And I got to tell you, it's a must-do if you live in the area. It is so unique. and so exclusive. Wait to hear where we found a bachelorette party in there, Loren. We'll tell you where they flew in from just to do the Land of Oz. And you can hear me as the Tin Man. You're going to hear Roy as the Cowardly Lion and producer Nicole as the Wicked Witch in the actual production of The Wizard of Oz.
We were casted so stereotypically.
We've got the audio for you coming up in 8 minutes. You've got to hear it. It's an MRL show exclusive.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. It was a big weekend. The show went out to the Land of Oz, which is open for limited times in the summer and in the autumn up at Beach Mountain.
We did a little, you know, you got to go over to kiss951.com to join us on the tour. MRL Show family members met up there. And we also, Loren, went with people who weren't from here.
Oh, really?
And that's what kind of hit home for me when we were up there, Roy, and producer Nicole, who's in the other room, was there too, is like, we're lucky to have this 2.5 hours away from Charlotte. A bachelorette party flew in from Chicago.
Really?
Posted up in Charlotte, drove to Beach Mountain because the bachelorette is such a huge Wizard of Oz fan.
Yeah, she wanted it for the gram. The Instagram.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. So they all did the tour. She was all decked out as like Dorothy with like a ruby bow in her hair, yeah, and ruby slippers on. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. People come in from all over the country,
mm-hmm, oh, yeah,
to go to this because there's really nothing else like it anywhere else in the country.
Back when it first opened, Washington Post said it was the best amusement park in the South.
Yeah. The Land of Oz, and it's only open for a couple more days, and then it'll be opened again in October for the fall. And we hear the fall is when it's like beautiful,
yeah,
right? I mean, we were lucky. We had beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But they asked us to partake in the Land of Oz, to be part of the Wizard of Oz crew, because Dorothy was there, and she was awesome. She sang, and she played along. But they casted us, Roy, into different roles.
So they didn't ask you who you wanted to be. They said, you're going to be this person or you're going to be that person.
So we need a couple volunteers.
And just kind of.
And who'd they, what'd they cast you as?
Me as the courageous lion.
The cowardly lion.
Oh, the cowardly, the cowardly lion.
Here's a little audio of Roy.
I didn't even know you played.
Here's Roy as the cowardly lion.
One, with you standing on one foot. I'll fight you with my eyes closed.
Now, we're reading a script, by the way. They give you a script.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, by the way, standing on one foot and closing my eyes and trying to read a script and
yeah,
do a whole thing.
He's really in character.
Put him on! How long can you find the best in that can? Come on! Get up and fight, you!
Denying, huh? Right. Here's Dorothy doing her lines.
I'm afraid there's no denying. You lying. A fate I don't deserve.
I didn't realize the sound effects behind me was so loud.
The
Nicole
crow and
might
everything
just be by the speaker.
Oh, I was about to say, I didn't, yeah, realize it was that loud. Mm.
Speaking of Nicole, she was the Wicked Witch.
More trouble to me than you're worth, one way or another, but it'll soon be over now. I can't wait for
it. Oh, but Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, told us never to take them off or give them to you. Come on.
Going so soon? I wouldn't hear of it. Why, my little party is just beginning.
Wow.
Nicole.
Nicole rocking the, wow, Wicked Witch role.
And around the rosy, a pocket full of spears. Thought you'd be pretty foxy, didn't you? Oh. Well, I'm going to start on you right here, one after the other. How about a little fire scare?
Don't you touch that. Don't really do it.
So what happened there?
She's supposed to throw water on her,
yeah,
right?
And so Dorothy grabbed a bucket and was going to throw water, and it looked, I guess, like water was really going to come at you, but it was empty.
How about a little fire scare? Don't you touch that! Don't really do it!
Broke character.
She did. She broke character.
And then the melting process, you weren't originally melting, so we had to, like, shout out to you. Go to the ground.
Yes. Yeah, you had a director to melt down to the ground. You know, there's kids on the tour. They want to see the realism of the Wizard of Oz. And then I was the Tin Man, Loren.
My goodness, that feels wonderful.
Oh, I am perfect now.
Perfect? Big on my chest if you think I'm perfect. It's empty. The tins, they forgot to give me a heart.
No heart?
No heart.
Oh, God, here comes my number.
Why? What would you do if you had a heart?
Sing?
Oh, you had music.
Actually, so.
When a man's an empty kettle, just because he should be on his mettle, and yet from afar.
It's like the first time I ever heard the song. I've watched The Wizard of Oz 1,000 times, and I couldn't pick up the beat of the song.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
And it's all the same tune for every song. Yeah. And we all didn't know it. We were all like,
I don't know if we have it on in the audio there, but she goes, would you like to go down the Yellow Brick Road with me? And I go, are we going to take an Uber? And she goes, an Uber? What's that? I go, it's a ride sharing thing. She goes, like a balloon? She was staying in character.
Wow, she's really good, huh? Yeah. She was a good Dorothy, too.
She was great.
Yeah.
She played along because, I mean, there were times I was screaming that the lion needed a break because there were so many hills.
Oh, lion, we're almost there. I can see the Land of Oz. Anyway, big shout out to the Land of Oz. Thank you guys so much for letting us and the MRL Show Radio fam come through. We got something big to talk about. We got a quiz coming up here on the MRL Show. We'll explain in 4 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And it's been no secret that Roy kind of prides himself on not knowing much about sports. And we're talking about the basics, Loren. Like when he first moved to Charlotte, we said, hey, we have something really cool, Roy. Cam Newton is going to swing by the studio and hang out with us for about an hour to talk about his kickball tournament that he does every year.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's that?
No.
Oh, boy.
No. Clue.
I constantly, whenever we get guests scheduled, I have to have you guys explain to me whether these people are important or not.
Right. Especially sports guests.
Yeah, sports guests.
So, Loren took Roy into our office, and producer Nicole and our production team set up a microphone so that we can eavesdrop on Loren and Roy talking about sports and preparing for this big contest we're doing on Wednesday. Spray tan sports trivia.
So, Roy, we cannot lose this thing, okay?
Okay.
Manny is getting spray tanned.
I agree.
Okay. Do you know what sport the World Cup is?
It's baseball, right? World Cup?
It is not. It's soccer.
Soccer is the World Cup. Then, but isn't the cup a baseball thing?
No.
The hockey.
Stanley Cup is NHL.
Okay, we got this.
Okay, do you know what NHL stands for?
National Hockey League.
Okay, that's good. Let's stay on trophies for a second. Make sure we know which trophy goes with what.
Okay.
Do you know who wins the Lombardi Trophy?
Oh, boy. I've never heard of that before today.
Okay, all right.
What's a Lombardi Trophy?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Is that golf?
No, no. It's the trophy that they win at the Super Bowl.
They call it the Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah, it's named after someone.
I thought you just get a Super Bowl ring. I didn't think there was a trophy.
You do get a ring, too.
Okay.
Because we're talking about football, do you know how many conferences are in the NFL?
Oh.
Well, we got the ACC. And we got, I'd say there's probably four. The ACC, then the North one. Because ACC is like where we are.
ACC's college, right?
I'm just letting him go at this point. I just want to see what he's saying.
You got to do the West.
Okay, so there's two conferences in the NFL. There's the NFC and the AFC, which is the National and the American Leagues.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
I'm screwed.
Well, you think you might be screwed, Roy, and then I went in and talked to our intern, Josh, who we feel like knows as much or if not less than Roy. And here is the audio our production team pulled of that conversation.
Are we just having a conversation?
Yes. I'm just going to teach you a couple things. All right, dude. So seriously. By the way, he thought it was weird. I go, yo, you got to come into the office? He thought he was in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, dude. So seriously, let's start here. What do you know about sports? What are you comfortable with?
I know a few famous people's names, and I know, like, two sports teams. That's about it.
Okay, tell me that. Who is it?
Okay, I know Tiger Woods.
What sport?
He plays golf.
Mm-hmm. And what's the golf league called?
PGA.
Ooh, okay, good.
Yes.
All right. I don't even know if Roy will know that.
I know he slept with a bunch of people. But I don't think that's relevant. Probably, but Tiger Woods. I knew Tom Brady. I don't know why I couldn't remember it in the moment. I know Deflatriots, Patriots, Dallas Cowboys. I know that much. I now know the Stanley Cup.
Is what sport?
That, basketball.
No. Are you messing with me?
I'm not.
Are you serious? No.
What is the
Stanley Cup is hockey. Hockey is the NHL.
Okay.
I don't know what the NBA trophy's called. That's basketball. Let's do the basics.
Okay.
MLB, Major League Baseball.
Got it.
NHL, National Hockey League.
Okay.
NBA.
National Basketball Association.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. Yes. And then NFL.
National Football League.
Right. Okay, good. What's the name of the... This will probably come up. By the way, I don't even know what questions are going to be asked. I don't think they're going to be too difficult, but like, what is the name of the local football team?
Panthers.
Local basketball team?
Knights.
Oh. No, basketball.
Oh, basketball. Sorry. Hornets. Hornets.
Okay, yeah. And the Knights are the local...
That's baseball.
Right.
You see what we're working with?
You guys are going to get a nice spray tan.
Oh, my gosh. All right. The spray tan sports trivia game is going to go down Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here with the Maney, Roy, and Loren show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren morning show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, as an adult, I've broken something, and I'm just waiting for it to happen out in public with my son.
Hey, nobody broke anything yesterday when we were at the barbecue at the Chateau.
No.
Chateau de Lorraine.
They did not, which was really nice. But
I don't know, at one point you pulled something off a chandelier.
No, that is true, but it was because Ruby was grabbing it.
Oh, you were. Yeah, you did break my chandelier.
You broke her chandelier.
Oh, it was like an earring thing hanging like with little crystals.
Yeah.
And you could pull it off, but Ruby was pulling onto it, so I got it off for her.
I'm kidding.
And I wore it like an earring, but yes.
Do you guys remember when I broke the that ceramic pineapple in a store here in Charlotte?
Oh.
And there were listeners who was working there.
Oh, yeah.
And they like were like, "Hey, are you Loren?" And I was like, "Ooh." Well, I know this is going to happen with my son at some point. But I found an article about a woman who was at an art gallery and her toddler was on a rampage and managed to push over and knock over a 50,000 euro piece of art. It was a statue called The Fly, and I guess it flew to the floor. But, the child wanted to play with it. It was a three-year-old, and he knocked it over. Now, the sculpture, once they deemed that it was not damaged, the woman could leave, but she was in tears when it happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Thinking she was going to have to pay 50,000 euro for this piece of art.
How expensive.
I couldn't. I'd be like,
do you want the baby?
Yeah, I'm like, there's nothing. I was like, I can maybe give you $2 out of my wallet.
How expensive was something that either you or your kid broke? 704-570-9595. What's the most expensive thing, producer Nicole? See what we can find as the most expensive thing that an MRL show fan member broke. Maybe broke something at work.
Yeah.
That counts. Whatever it is. It doesn't have to be at like a store. It doesn't have to be something, you know.
I mean, my ceramic pineapple was like $20. And they were nice enough to not make me pay for it.
They just wanted you to put it back together.
They're like, just get out before you break something else.
Here's some glue. And here's the instructions. If you could please put our pineapple back together.
What is the most expensive thing you broke? 704-570-9595. That's how you reach us.
What'd you say it was? 50,000 euro?
Yes.
Now I got to translate that. Let me see. 50,000.
I told it like $65,000?
Euro. Translated. All right, let's see.
I used to have a converter on my phone.
What's $56,000?
$56,000?
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
You could buy like five cars for that.
Yeah. I mean, like at that point, what do they do? What does the art gallery do?
I guess they'd have to put a judgment on you, right?
Take a credit card. Yeah, you got a lien on your house.
Right?
Wait, hold on a second. Don't these places have insurance too, where they are protected for accidents? You know, it's not like you sign something when you walk into that store that says you're hereby responsible for anything you break.
It was an art gallery. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either.
No, I know, but you know what my point is that if you go to these, if you go to a lot of places, they make you sign stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would have just walked out of the store, and if they try to make me stop, I'd yell kidnap and run. Kidnap? All right, this is Country in Mooresville.
Hey, Country.
Hey, how are you?
Is that your name, Country? Is that what we're calling you?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, dude. What happened? What'd you break? How expensive was it?
Well, it wasn't me that broke it. It was my son. And it was quite expensive. It was about a $30,000 tractor that got messed up.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
Well, my son likes to play out on the fields on my tractor, and he just thought it'd be a good idea to go up there and get on the neighbor's tractor. And yeah, he ended up putting that thing down there in the creek bank, and that wasn't a good idea.
Oh my gosh. So was it totaled, or did you have to have it towed out?
Oh, he completely broke the whole back end off of it. He flipped the whole tractor over in the creek, and so I had to buy the whole neighbor another tractor and everything. That was a bad year for the harvest season.
Oh, man. Oh. And your son's okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay. Oh, yeah.
How old was he, Country?
He was 14 at the time.
Yeah, 14-year-old taking a joyride on a tractor, costing old Pappy $30,000.
Oh.
Thanks for listening, bud.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. You got it.
Was his name really Country, you think, or is this like...
No, the nickname.
Oh. Yeah, but we'll take any name on here. We got Trucker Bob, we had Country. Didn't we have, somebody with a funny name last week, too.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, who's your daddy? Called in. Thank you, Lorraine.
All right, Stacy and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Good morning. My son was about 12 and was showing off with the little neighborhood girls. We had some friends visiting with a brand new car in the driveway, and somehow the basketball hoop fell on the car. On the hood of the car.
Ugh, that sucks. That's in a commercial.
State Farm or something?
I feel like a State Farm commercial. The guy dunks and it slams on the car. It's
How much
awful.
Did that cost?
I don't know if they had State Farm, but they did have a deductible. I think the deductible was like $1,500. But I don't know what the overall total. I think it was over $3,000.
But they never asked you for anything?
No, of course not. Yeah. I made my son mow the yard for like the next year and a half.
There you go. All right, Stacy, thank you. And not only that, not only did the son ruin the car, he also embarrassed himself in front of the neighborhood ladies who he was trying to impress.
That's the bigger
crime. That's a double crime.
This is Jasmine. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Hi. So it's not about me, but I know this guy I work with. We deliver like residential cabinetry, and it was a Saturday. And he's like, the customer comes first. We always say, hey, deliver. We don't care what the situation is. Well, he drives under this tree and splits this 26-foot box truck open like a sardine can, and it costs about $6,500 to fix, and luckily, he still has a job.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we watch those YouTube videos here in the studio of box trucks going underneath railroad tracks and bridges, and it is so funny.
His response was, I had to deliver to the customer because customers come first.
Oh customers first.
You're a good storyteller, too. Like, to say split open like a sardine can gave me the best visual ever.
It seriously was. Like, they couldn't even we couldn't open the back door because it was crushed.
Yeah. Does the guy get fired after that?
He did not. No. He still had a job. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jasmine. I thought maybe you said that. I wasn't sure.
He's like, listen, it's not going to be easier to unload the furniture. Door's wide open.
Somebody says I crashed a 180,000 CNC lathe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
It was, I guess it's a car.
Oh.
Had a 50-pound piece of metal got loose and tried to come through the door at 1,200 RPM.
I broke a radio mixer board, you know, the thing you have in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always hit this one button over and over and over. I don't know. It was like an OCD thing. I would just tap it. And then one day, I just didn't tap anymore. And evidently, to replace the button, you had to replace the whole panel.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like $30,000.
It looks like the CNC lathe is some sort of a machine.
Oh,
and it
really?
Looks way expensive. It looks like something that would be in a NASA flight deck hall or something.
Some factory equipment.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, keep them coming. The most expensive thing that you broke, 704-570-9595.
And we got to get to a senseless survey. I actually have to hang up on this person. He is so kind and so compliant with this stupid survey. I run out of questions and I got to end the dang thing. You got to hear this brand new U.S. Senseless Survey coming up in 5.
All the biggest hits.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Wake up in the morning.
It's 95.1.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau, is this Chris?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's time for our senseless survey. It's just going to take a few questions. We've got to wrap up your paperwork, okay? Do you know how to spell meteorologist?
Oh, like a meteorologist?
Go ahead.
M-E-A-T-O-R. Oh,
good. Do you know where? You know? Do you eat fish sticks?
No.
And do you like pepper?
Yeah.
What about pepper spray?
Oh yeah. Well, that's. Wait.
Ever bought a mattress that wasn't on sale?
Yeah.
How often do you catch salmon in your mouth?
I never caught a salmon in my mouth.
Really? Okay.
Never. No.
I think you're the first person who. So
really?
Yeah. So yeah, I want to. We've got to gauge on how rich you are. Ever use real money when you play Monopoly?
Well, no.
And how often do you go to the fair and order a deep fried salad?
I've got to be honest with you. I don't remember the last time. I don't know if that's the right answer. Like, I don't want to give a wrong answer. I think, I don't know. I don't remember the last time I bought it.
Ever had to caution a young whippersnapper? Gotta look out for them youngins.
Can you repeat that, sir?
Uh-huh. Are you big and tall?
Yeah.
When was the last time you looked up at the sun?
Probably yesterday.
And ever gave someone a taste of their own medicine?
Yeah, you know, my kids, all this, I give to my kids.
You give them the taste of their own medicine?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, if they're sick.
Okay. How many kids you have?
Four.
Four, okay. Well, that wraps up the senseless survey.
Okay, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, if I cut it short, could we reschedule? Because I have family members that, you know, if... I don't want to get in trouble. And
yeah.
If we need to make
oh,
it.
Oh, we got to do the whole household. Yeah, we got to talk to the whole household. What's a good time for you? Okay.
Probably, you know, early morning.
All right, sounds good, bud. Have a good one.
Do you want my number just to get a hold of me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay, all right, bye-bye now.
Oh, great. This guy's going to call D.C. now. He's going to call D.C. and he's going to say, I have to finish my senseless bureau.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he won't.
And then they're going to say, where are you calling from? He's going to say, Charlotte. And here we go again. And he pulled off the air.
Now your celebrity gossip is the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Please tell us you called him back and told. I mean, you had to get his permission.
Of course. Okay, but maybe I'm just asking to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he approved it.
I know. Okay. All right, what's happening in the world of Hollywood there, Lorette?
All right, so Justin Bieber got in the way of his wife's entrepreneurial spirit. Hailey Baldwin, she tried to file a trademark for a cosmetics line that she wants to do called Bieber Beauty. Well, it was declined because the patent and trademark office thought that it would be confusing since Justin already has a trademark that contains cosmetics, fragrances, soaps, shampoos, and lotions as well. And it was too similar for them to pass it.
Oh, Justin, did you agree with that with your wife?
Don't ask me about her again.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
He's so feisty. You listen to me, sir.
I don't have to listen to anything you have to say.
Yeah. Can't get nothing best.
Man, he's a tough wall.
He's a tough cookie. All right, so Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, they've been together for what feels like forever now. And, of course, we're all thinking, like, all right, when are you going to get hitched? Well, in a recent interview with Entertainment Tonight, Blake addressed those issues.
We couldn't be happier, and we've never been doing better. It just gets stronger every day, the bond. And, you know, obviously that's got to lead somewhere. But I promise you, we won't break the news in any of the grocery store trash magazines.
Oh!
Yeah, shots fired.
He did that interview with In Touch magazine.
It wasn't. It's Entertainment Tonight.
We asked Gwen the same thing about her pregnancy rumors when we interviewed her.
And yeah.
She's like, oh, no.
But, I mean, you know, we... When people are together that long, you kind of think like, oh, they're just happy being together. They'll never get married. But I think Blake kind of gave some light on there that eventually they will.
It's going to lead somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to lead somewhere.
Yeah.
And the Jonas Brothers are coming out with a vinyl subscription for their fans. So it doesn't come cheap. If you're interested in joining the Jonas Vinyl Club, you have to shell out $399. Now, you'll get a lot in return. The subscription includes 8 albums, 10 singles, and a Jonas Brothers turntable slip mat and some posters.
Sweet.
Delivery starts in August.
I'm already on the list.
Are you?
Yep.
All right. Well,
what's
that's
a slip mat? Is that something in the bathroom?
No, a slip mat is that goes on top of your turntable.
Oh.
And then you put the record on top of it.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Thank you, Loren.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat Loren. You have 12 wins. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Loren.
On Kiss95.1.
Kelsey, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Throw her out of the studio, Kelsey.
All right, Loren. Yeah. Kelsey, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, because I don't want you to, you know, lose connection or anything so you can't play, okay? You hear us all right?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you good.
All right, here we go. Question one. Matthew Perry was recently photographed in New York for the first time in 2 years, and the paparazzi went nuts because he had dirty nails. Hey, what TV sitcom did Matthew play Chandler Bing on?
Friends.
And the BET Awards were last night. Lil Nas X and Miley Cyrus's dad rode in on horses and played their hit song, and the crowd went nuts. Who was Miley Cyrus's dad who also was on that song?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
And Justin Bieber's wife applied for a trademark for a cosmetic line called Bieber Beauty, but it was denied. Who is Justin's wife?
Hailey Baldwin.
The Jonas Brothers are launching a vinyl subscription service for their fans. The Jonas Brothers gained popularity from appearances on what television network?
Like their old TV shows or Dresden?
Yeah, sure.
Nickelodeon?
And question five, even Tom Hanks gets carded. That's right. He wanted a beer at the Stagecoach Music Festival, but he didn't have an ID bracelet, so they didn't serve him. Now, Tom Hanks plays the voice of whom in the fourth installment of Toy Story that just came out?
Woody.
All right, come on in, Loren.
All right. It's going to be a tough battle. She got 4 correct.
All right.
All right. Not bad, Kelsey. Let's see how Loren does. Matthew Perry was recently photographed in New York for the first time in 2 years, and the paparazzi went nuts because he had dirty nails. Mm-hmm. What hit TV sitcom did he play Chandler Bing on?
Friends.
1-1.
The BET Awards were last night. Lil Nas X and Miley Cyrus's dad, they both rode in on horses and played their hit song, Old Town Road. Who is Miley's dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
2-2.
In question three, Justin Bieber's wife applied for a trademark for a cosmetic line called Bieber Beauty, but it was denied. Who is Justin's wife?
Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
3-3.
The Jonas Brothers are launching a vinyl subscription service for their fans. Now, the brothers gained popularity from appearances on what television network?
The Disney Channel.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Kelsey said Nickelodeon. It's 4-3.
All right. No big deal. Question five. She has to get it right to win. Even Tom Hanks gets carded. He wanted a beer at the Stagecoach Music Festival, but he didn't have an ID bracelet, so they wouldn't serve him. He plays the voice of whom on the fourth installment of Toy Story?
Woody.
Ooh, all right, that is correct. Final score, 5-4. You have 13 wins.
Nate does this thing where he, like, gives me these looks like, oh, my gosh, you got it wrong. And then I, like, second-guess myself. I can't imagine why I have anxiety playing this game. All right, Kelsey, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today?
Hi, my name is Kelsey, and I can't be Loren.
Thanks for playing, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So we've all heard of girl code, but there's also a thing called baby code. How is a friendship crumbling to pieces over a photo? We'll explain it in a brand new Unfriended in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
All the biggest hits.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Wake up in the morning.
It's 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show live from the Judgment Free Zone Planet Fitness Studios, getting you involved in all the hits and, of course, all the great stuff that we do here on the MRL show on the number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1.
Also, if you're looking for trending Hollywood gossip or an article on how we need to legalize lemonade, it's a real thing. Go to kiss95.1.com right now.
We got an unfriended. We want to find out why Allison's friend Rena unfriended her on Facebook. And like Roy said a little while ago, it has to do with baby code. It's coming your way in 3 minutes with MRL.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is this?
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorenz. Kiss 95.1.
Allison, you said that your friend Rena, you noticed you have to re-request her on Facebook. What do you think you did?
Well, I'm not necessarily sure. So my friend Rena just had a baby about like 3 weeks ago. And I was going to check up on the baby. Like, she had sent us all pictures. And I was super excited. She texted everything to us. And like, I texted my friends. And everybody was really excited for her. And then like 3 weeks later, I'm going, I just want to go check up on everybody and see what's going on. And I go to her profile, and sure enough, like, I can't view anything. I'm not a friend anymore. I was like, okay, where did this come from?
Have you texted her to maybe check up on her?
Oh, of course. Like, and she just got like, I'm fine or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just very vague, and she really won't communicate with me.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure she's probably busy, too. Do you have any kids?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. When you have kids, your whole life kind of...
Yep.
Two things happen. Either your whole life becomes Instagram, Facebook, Snap, and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and there's pictures every 2 seconds, or there's nothing at all because you're busy.
I understand that, but just to unfriend me, what's the message there?
Mm-hmm. Did you mess around with her man?
Oh.
My God.
No.
Oh, what? I'm just asking.
Okay.
You know, there could be other reasons.
Sure.
How long have you guys been friends?
Like 5 years.
5 years. Okay.
All right.
We have her on the other line, and we're going to welcome her on, and we want you to confront her and ask her, okay? We'll be the mediators. We'll make sure this doesn't get out of hand.
Okay.
All right, Allison, when we bring her in, just say, hey, why'd you unfriend me, okay? That's how we do it.
Sure.
All right, producer Nicole is now transferring Rena to the studio. Rena, can you hear us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome. You're on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. You're on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Allison is on the other line. Do you know Allison?
I do, yeah.
Okay, Allison, go ahead.
I went to Facebook the other day, and you had unfriended me, and I really just want to know why, because you don't answer my texts very much. Are you kidding? This is why I'm on the radio? This is why I'm being called, because I unfriended you on Facebook?
Yes, this is a segment called Unfriended.
Okay. That's hilarious.
I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to do this if you would actually answer me back.
I mean, I haven't really known what to say because none of us can believe what you did. I sent you guys a group photo of Olivia, and without asking me, you go and you post it online. You actually post a photo of my daughter on Facebook before I had a chance to do that. And actually, I hadn't even really settled into it. Well, actually, Lindsay saw it. And then she texted me, and she was like, what? I'm so confused. Why is Allie posting a photo of Olivia? And that was even the first, that's when it even first came to my attention. And I was like, I don't know. And she said, why would she be stealing your thunder like this? And I was like, I have no idea.
So,
and she said, well, did you even give her permission? And I was like, nope, she didn't even ask me.
So, Rena, you hadn't posted on, like, an update about the baby on social media at that point?
No.
When you send the picture of Olivia and you send it to the group text, do you say, please don't post? And do you have to, Loren? Like, shouldn't you,
I just didn't really think I would need to do that. I sent it to 7 of my closest friends, and only one person did that, and that was Allie.
So, you know, when my sister had her baby, I was on hospital guard duty, which also my duties also included social media. But I made it very clear. My sister made it very clear. Nobody could post anything.
Mm-hmm.
There was
the writing was on the wall.
The secrecy was known. Now it seems like the secrecy was not known in this situation.
No, this is like girl code. This is code. This is social media code. Like anytime somebody sends you something in a group text, like you shouldn't take that photo and post it somewhere before they post it. Now, if they send it to you and it's also on social media, then you could share it. But like as a new mom, that's the biggest thing that's probably ever going to happen in your life.
Why would you send it? Why? I mean, I guess what's the rationalizing to send it to the group friends before sending it?
Like, they're in the inner circle. She probably thought that was a safe place, you know, before she put it out there in the world.
I remember with Ruby, like Amanda wanted to think about what she was going to post, not just post a picture, but wanted to get her words together. Right. It was her daughter, you know. So Allison, we haven't heard from you at all in the last minute or so. What do you think? Is this sinking in? Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I totally get it. I just had no idea that she was so sensitive about it because, for one, she didn't preface it in the text message.
Yeah, I agree.
I just assumed that she was already going to post it. I didn't realize that she hadn't posted it. I was just so excited. So I'm a little confused as to why she wouldn't communicate this with me.
I mean, this is my first baby,
for crying out loud.
It's not like there's a rule book or, you know what I mean, a blueprint for this. I didn't really realize, I don't think, how unacceptable this was until, you know, the other people in that group text were like, I don't want to say horrified because that sounds dramatic, but they were just kind of like, wow.
It was a picture of your newborn baby. It wasn't, I mean, I didn't murder anybody.
I'm sure we'll be friends again. I'm sure we can patch this up. It's just, you know, I have a lot of hormones going. I'm exhausted.
Let me know next time. Just let me say, hey, listen, I'm upset at you because of this. And then, but I need to take a break. Just don't ghost me and unfriend me.
You're right. I'm just really depleted. I just wanted to put this on a shelf and just come back to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I'm like more sane and more like rested.
This is probably going to be unpopular for me to say, but I don't feel like Rena needs to apologize.
I agree.
Like, you're a new mom, you're going through it. Like, just chill, take care of
it. You a pass to just do whatever you want to your friends, though, and not communicate.
Allie, you're not necessarily in the right here either, I feel like, though.
I know, it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
and by the way, I think, Rena, and I'll be honest with you while you're on the phone, you probably could have handled it better. Maybe you should have shot her a text message instead of being dramatic and unfriending her on Facebook.
Say, hey, can you quickly take that down?
Yeah, I mean, you just.
I mean, honestly, I don't remember the last time I slept. So okay. I'm not really, like, I don't even know what day it is.
I mean, I understand. I just...
That's a good point. And I mean, sleep and do all the things you need to do and then just circle back around and you and I need to go have coffee.
Here's the deal. Then baby two comes.
No group text messages.
Only Allison is allowed to post. You understand, Rena?
Thank you, guys.
All right, good luck with that baby.
You know...
Thank you.
All right.
Allison stole Rena's thunder. Who stole your thunder? 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls after Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Who stole your thunder? 704-570-9595. We say that because we did an unfriended episode with Allison and Rena. Allison posting baby photos before Rena could even approve them.
Yeah, so Rena had a newborn, and I guess she sent a text message of the new baby, Olivia, to 7 friends, I think she said, Loren, Allison was one of the 7, and didn't put a note on there like, hey, this is just for you guys, don't post it. And Allison's like, I didn't look to see if it wasn't posted on her socials, I just posted it by accident. Mm-hmm. She said it was an accident. Rena unfriended her, and, you know, we knew, I literally saw both sides.
Did you? I guess it's because I know what it's like to be a first-time mom. I would have been absolutely furious.
She was, and she just, you know what Rena ended up saying, and you can hear the whole thing on our KISS 95.1 podcast. We post up the entire show, so you can listen to it commercial-free after 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And go listen to it, because to me, it sounds like Rena's exhausted. She's like, I didn't want to text her. I didn't want to fight with her.
She didn't want to deal with it right now, so she just unfriended her.
She just clicked the unfriended button, which is savage, if you ask me.
All right, let's talk with people who's had their thunder stolen. This is Anonymous in Fort Mill. What happened?
Yes, my thunder was stolen when I had twins. I delivered in the operating room, and same thing with the inner circle. the people who are knowing you went into labor are, oh, how's the baby? How's everything doing? So my husband had sent out the first pictures of the twins to the group, and before I even made it from the operating room back to my room, they were already posted on Facebook.
I bet you were mad.
I was furious. You want to introduce your children to the world.
Right. Yeah.
Not like that. You don't want your coworkers seeing you in your surgical blue cap, all in the emergency room, in your gown, halfway hanging off.
Yeah, you know, and it's and Anonymous, it is just kind of like Allison and Rena in that Unfriended that we just did, where it's like, I think Allison had the best intentions. Like, Allison wasn't trying to break the news. She was really happy for Rena.
No, she was just excited, but she doesn't have kids, so she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Your thunder was stolen, Anonymous.
It was, and I feel it is an unspoken rule. You do not post other people's newborn baby pictures on Facebook.
Amen.
Or engagements.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
birth announcements, nothing.
Yes. Agreed.
If they did not ask you, don't do it.
There you go. Thanks, Anonymous.
You can share my post once I have it up.
I like in that Unfriended, too. Roy told everyone, like, hey, he's available to be hired. Like, his sister hired him to make sure nobody came into the hospital room and nobody posted on socials.
I was hospital security. You, like, you know, like, how celebrities, like, make you put your phones, like, in a box when you... That's how it was. When you entered my sister's hospital room, I was like, cough over the phones. Ain't no one taking the
phone. Cough it up, sister.
Give me your phones. All right, this is a miracle in Charlotte. Hi, Miracle.
Hi.
So what happened?
So for me, I actually voiced, like, do not post me, do not post my daughter, do not, like, I don't want anybody to post anything. And they still posted. And the thing is, it wasn't even just a picture of my daughter. It was a picture of me and my daughter laying in the bed, like, when I first had her. And I feel like moments like that is just special, and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, because they don't know if that's the photo that you wanted to put out in the world, you know? And that's a sacred moment between you two. Like, maybe you wanted to just keep that for you.
Again, I feel like the weirdest thing about it all, Miracle, is that our friends don't have the wrong intentions. Like, I don't think any of our friends are doing this, being like, I'm posting it before her. Like, I want the hits. I want the likes.
Well, no. I will say.
What?
Really?
No.
But then you don't have good friends.
I will. Not my friends.
Okay.
But I will say there are some people out there that just want to be the first and in the know for everything. And they want to get it out there.
They want the credit?
Yeah.
But it's not your child.
I know.
Well, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. And the thing is, it was my family member. It wasn't even a friend.
Oh, that sucks. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Miracle. Now, Loren, this is interesting. We have Calvin on the phone in Charlotte. We might have to send Roy out of the room for this.
Why?
Let Calvin explain. Hey, Calvin.
Hey.
What happened?
Calvin?
Okay, so 2013, I got admission into Yale, but before then, me and my parents went out of town for like...
Okay, hold on one second, because your phone broke up a little bit. I want everybody to catch this, and you'll know why Roy's going to be upset.
Okay.
He was waiting for an envelope to come to see whether or not he was admitted to Yale.
Oh, okay.
Roy is a Harvard boy who recently, Calvin, has been enrolled in the online Harvard School of Business.
Yeah.
So the rivalry is hot.
That's so stupid.
All right, go ahead, buddy. Who stole your thunder then?
So me and my parents went out of town, so, you know, we told our neighbor across, say, hey, if you get any mail, can you please keep them for week? You know, we're not going to be around for like a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, yeah, cool, no problem. So 2 weeks into our vacation, somebody called my mom to say congratulations. Somebody called my brother congratulations. And then I got different tags on Facebook and Instagram. I was like, okay, what's going on? And I see, hey, congratulations, buddy. Into yeah, I was like, whose letter is this? Is this made up by someone? And say, oh, no, we accidentally opened your mail. Accidentally opened my mail. So out of the whole mail, you accidentally opened the one from Yale.
So they accidentally opened up the envelope from Yale and showed his acceptance.
Well, why would you put that on social media?
Calvin.
Why wouldn't he call him immediately? And you stole the thunder because you didn't get to open it. Reseal the envelope. Resend it.
I know. So excited for my friend who's currently on vacation. Just got his admission letter.
Oh, my God.
You all right? I know the Harvard Yale thing.
I'm all upset that he got a letter. I got a stupid email.
That's because you're going online.
Yeah. I was like, I wanted to go to the mailbox.
I think he went to the real Yale.
Yeah. Hey, this is real Harvard. I met those Harvard students. They were proud of me.
I know. That's true. Oh, my God. We got to talk about that later. Roy ran into Harvard students.
And they were all thrilled.
At Beach Mountain.
One girl's like, oh, you're like one of 100 that got selected. And I'm like, really? I'm like, all excited. I'm like, oh, that's prestigious. This is Anonymous in Charlotte.
Hi. My husband and I celebrate this really special anniversary where what we do is the night we met, we went out for pancakes, and I had to pay for it, and we do that every year, and it's very, very special, and my husband posted on Facebook, and we had these wonderful comments from everybody like, oh, that is really a great thing to do, and my very best friend who had been kind of jealous of me posted, well, that's whose idea it was. And then another friend of mine posted, well, I thought you'd probably be behind that. That hurt me so bad that, you know, she would say that it was her idea that we did that every year. It just really crushed me. And we haven't spoken in a year and a half.
Wow, over a comment on social media.
Mm. Yeah, it was really sad. I'm still sad about it, but, you know, because my husband and I, it was very, very special to us, and it's almost like every year now that we do it, it's kind of like, well, that was the reason that she and I don't talk anymore, so it kind of messed that up, too.
Aww.
So, it's sad.
Well, thanks, Anonymous, and you do you. That sounds really, really cool, and it sounds like something special that you and your husband have. Don't let any negative...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Nancy's?
Yeah.
Or Nelly's? Yeah. Make bad comments about it. All right.
Hey,
thanks, Anonymous.
610 just texted in and said, someone stole my thunder with my proposal video. They posted it online before I could even tell my family. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's not your story to tell, people. Don't post other people's stuff.
Right.
Amen.
Let that be.
Still to come.
All right, got a brand new senseless survey.
What? I can't hear you over the music.
So loud.
Do I hear amen?
Brand new senseless survey. I call someone, and he's so kind. He wants to answer every question thoughtfully to the point where I have to hang up on him.
I feel like after we heard this earlier at 720 that we could be back in trouble again.
He approved. I called him back. He knows it's a stupid prank phone call.
But he didn't at first.
That's the senseless survey. Comes your way at 5. Don't go anywhere.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. Wake up now. MRL. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1. Wake up now.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau, is this Chris?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's time for our senseless survey. It's just going to take a few questions. We've got to wrap up your paperwork, okay? Do you know how to spell meteorologist?
Like a meteorologist.
Go ahead.
M-E-A-T-O-R-O-L.
Good.
O-L.
Do you know where, do you eat fish sticks?
No.
And do you like pepper?
Yeah.
What about pepper spray?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, wait.
Ever bought a mattress that wasn't on sale?
Yeah.
How often do you catch salmon in your mouth?
I never caught a salmon in my mouth.
Really? Okay.
Never. No.
I think you're the first person who. So
really?
Yeah. So I want to. We've got to gauge on how rich you are. Ever use real money when you play Monopoly?
Well, no.
And how often do you go to the fair and order a deep fried salad?
I got to be honest with you. I don't remember the last time. I don't know if that's the right answer. Like, I don't want to give a wrong answer. So I think I don't know. I don't remember the last time I bought it.
Ever had a caution a young whippersnapper? Gotta look out for them youngins.
Can you repeat that, sir?
Uh huh. Are you big and tall?
Yeah.
When was the last time you looked up at the sun?
Probably yesterday.
And ever gave someone a taste of their own medicine?
Yeah. You know, my kids, all this, I give to my kids.
You give them the taste of their own medicine?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if they're sick.
Okay. How many kids you have?
Four.
Okay. Well, that wraps up the senseless survey.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to, you know, if I cut it short, could we reschedule? Because I have family members that, you know, if I don't want to get in trouble. And
yeah.
If we need to maybe reschedule.
Oh, we got to do the whole household. Yeah, we got to talk to the whole household. What's a good time for you?
Okay. Probably, you know, early morning.
All right, sounds good, bud. Have a good one.
Do you want my number just to get a hold of me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay, all right, bye-bye now.
Oh, great. This guy's going to call D.C. now. He's going to call D.C. and he's going to say, I have to finish my senseless bureau.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he won't. And then they're going to say, where are you calling from? He's going to say, Charlotte. And here we go again.
We're going to get pulled off the air.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So Matthew Perry, he was recently photographed for the first time in about 2 years. And apparently he wasn't his normal dapper self. He was walking down the streets of New York City wearing a t-shirt and sweatpants. And people couldn't get past his nails, though. I guess they were long and dirty underneath. And, ooh.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
Maybe he was working.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he's doing a new movie role.
Yeah.
It's grungy.
That's the cool thing about being an actor. You can look awful and be like, that's for an upcoming motion picture.
That's true. That is a cool move, too.
Yeah, I remember watching Tom Hanks on, like, Letterman, and he had a really long beard for Forrest Gump, but he was promoting another movie. And so Letterman's like, hey, what's with the beard? Which, ironically, we're asking Letterman.
Isn't it why he was doing Castaway? Didn't something?
Oh, maybe it was the Castaway beard.
Yeah, I think
it was
the Castaway beard.
Yeah.
That's
he's
cool.
Like, oh, it's for another movie role.
Mm-hmm. All right, so our prayers
and Letterman,
are
Letterman, now he has a long beard. You see the irony and all that.
Yeah. He liked the look.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dog the Bounty Hunter has asked for prayers for his wife on Twitter. Yeah, Beth Chapman, she's undergoing, she's had throat cancer, and it was in stage 2. She was diagnosed in September of 2017, while her battle's been pretty public, and she was hospitalized and put in a medically induced coma, so he's asking for prayers.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And Carrie Underwood, she shared a really funny moment with her son and her husband, Mike Fisher. I mean, Carrie Underwood is known for her voice, and it's an amazing voice, and her son thinks so, too. Now, baby stops crying. Now dad sings. That baby is going to be the next Simon Cowell.
Welcome to America's new favorite singing contest, Make Baby Fisher Cry. Our first contestant is Roy. Roy, go ahead and do a song for us. If Baby Fisher cries, you get thrown off the show.
There's nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes.
Sorry, Roy, you're out. I'm Ryan Seacrest. We'll be back after this. I think that's a good show.
Yeah, it's funny. It was a really funny moment. Nicole and I were texting about it. Okay, so I've got a what Loren likes for you.
All right, what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody go out and buy immediately? What does Loren like?
So, Meanie actually brought this to my attention.
Oh, is this that toy for, oh, okay, what's this?
No.
What? Never mind, what is this?
All right, that was awkward. Pluto TV, it's a real thing. So Meanie found it and downloaded it. It's a free app that you can use, and it's got over 100 channels on it, free movies. And Meanie, you're like all in on this.
So last night, well, like my TV's a smart TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like if you hit a button, you can get YouTube, Netflix,
And then all of a sudden it says watch TV live with Pluto TV. And it's free. So I click on it and I'm like, Amanda, what is this? And next thing you know, there's like there's an MTV Hills channel with nothing but Hills episodes, which, by the way, premieres tonight, 9 o'clock on MTV. The
You're
new episode of the
so
Hills.
All in.
So I think this is awesome. I mean, there's movies. I was watching The Dictator with Sacha Baron Cohen last night.
Is this some pyramid scheme? Are you trying to get referral credits or something?
No. So I did a little research. It turns out the same company that owns MTV and like Comedy Central, Viacom, bought this from some guys that started it a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's I guess it was founded in 2013, and they've, you know...
It's free. It's free TV.
Ever since then.
Didn't they give out? Didn't ever all the users get a virus from this back in April?
So there was a virus removal in April of 2019.
Yeah, that's great.
It's been updated.
Download Pluto TV.
No, it's
now
been updated.
Virus
it's
soon.
Safe. It's
virus
fine.
Free.
Nicole needs this. If you cut the cord, Pluto.tv, it's free for you.
There you go.
Thank you. All right. Up next, we've got to talk about our weekend. So much to talk about. We all went to the Chateau de Lorraine for a barbecue. And a small issue came up, nothing major, but we'll bring that up. And then if you missed our beautiful performances at the Land of Oz this morning, Roy is the lion, me is the Tin Man, and producer Nicole playing the role of the Wicked Witch. We've got the audio for you in under 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Selena Gomez, back to you with Kiss 95.1. We are the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show, and we had a big weekend.
We missed you, Lorraine. We went up to Beach Mountain to go to the Land of Oz with our radio family who met us up there. We had about 40 people that signed up, and we did the tour with Dorothy. And when you do the tour with Dorothy through the Yellow Brick Road at this really cool place called the Land of Oz, which was built in the 70s, then like sat empty and dormant for years, and now has been reopened, the Dorothy was like surprisingly a really good singer.
She was a really good Dorothy, too.
She looked just like her, didn't she?
She sounded like her. Even when she spoke, she sounded like her.
I was like, Judy, is that you?
Wait, here, hold on here. Listen to this. See? I mean, she hit it.
Yeah.
So we got to be part of the show.
You know what? I guess I didn't realize ahead of time that it was a show. I walked in like with no research on what this was going to be.
Yeah. I thought what you guys were doing were like a tour, like with history.
That's
like
kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't think like it was going to be a whole performance. I'm like, wow, there's things staged. And then we all took on individual characters from the movie. Manny, you were the Tin Man.
Yep, I was. Here's a little bit of me playing the Tin Man. Now, I remember from the movie, the Tin Man kind of, he had a voice like this, Dorothy. Kind of like a New Yorker almost.
Did he really?
Yeah.
My goodness, that feels wonderful.
Oh, why, you're perfect now.
See, that's a clip of the movie, Roy.
Oh, okay.
Perfect? Big on my chest if you think I'm perfect. It's empty. The Tin Man forgot to give me a heart.
No heart?
No heart.
Oh. Here comes the song. Here comes the number.
What would you do if you
had a heart? Sing.
Poor Dorothy's like trained.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds professional.
I mean, she sounds really professional right there.
And she's working with me.
What would you do if you had a heart?
I know.
I don't know. Let me read my script.
What would you do if you had a heart?
Sing.
Yes, I think so.
When a man's an empty kettle, just because he should be on his mettle.
First spring about you, too.
Help me if you know it. Just because I'm presuming that I...
All right, enough of that.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Roy stole the show, though. In fact, we had to tell Roy to pull it back a little bit because his acting was overshadowing Dorothy, the real star.
I was overacting. But I had to do a performance for the kids, you know.
I cried watching this.
Here's Roy, the Cowardly Lion.
With you standing on one foot. I'll put you with my eyes closed. Put them on. How long can you freshen that can? Come on, get up and fight, you.
Denying, huh?
Right. I'm afraid there's no denying. I'm just a candy lion.
How about those sound effects, huh?
I know.
Fate I don't deserve.
But the wizard, he's a wizard.
I guess.
why.
Oh, pretty sure Nicole Whispers. Casting. This is a perfect casting.
Uh-huh.
Why?
I thought Roy did really well.
I did too, although they didn't have the fancy music behind me, so I was just kind of trying to sing and remember what the tone was.
Yeah.
Which was kind of hard.
It's all the same. The characters all singed like the same thing.
Yeah. But it was awesome because they told me before, they're like, hide behind this bush and you're going to see Dorothy first. And then when you see her walk right about here, jump out and scare everyone.
Yeah, they pull you out of the group and bring you ahead.
And it's so funny because Dorothy's so professional and she's like, you know, you don't know what the participants are going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's like walking and she's going, ooh, it's scary through here. I hope nobody jumps out at us. And I'm like, oh, that's my cue. I think I missed my cue. Like, why is she obnoxiously saying that?
It would have been awesome if you didn't come out.
She's like, I hope nothing happens now.
Jeez, that lion sure would be scary if he jumped out.
Now.
Land of Oz. It was a lot of fun at Peach Mountain. You want to hear a little of Nicole as the Wicked Witch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, anybody that goes up there in June and then it opens up again in October gets to play along. They didn't do this just because we were on the radio.
No, everyone does.
Everyone gets to be part of the show.
More trouble to me than your work, one way or another, but it'll soon be over now. I can't wait forever to get those shoes.
Oh, but Linda, the Good Witch of the North, told us never to take them off or give them to you. Come on.
Going so soon? I wouldn't hear of it. Why, my little party is just beginning. Being around the Rosie, a pocket full of spears. Thought you'd be pretty foxy, didn't you? Well, I'm going to start on you right here. One after the other. How about a little fire scare? Don't you touch that! Don't really do it!
So, to explain what happened, this is a part of the movie where Dorothy throws water onto the witch and she melts, but Nicole thought it was actually water, so she broke character and was like, oh, don't really do it.
Yeah, it was funny. It was a great time, so thank you to the Land of Oz. Thank you to everyone who came out. And I mentioned it earlier this morning when we were talking about it, but, you know, we have this place in our own backyard. For those of you that live up in the outer counties, I mean, it's literally in your backyard. Mm-hmm. And here in Charlotte, and even a family came from Rock Hill, you know, it's close. A bachelorette party flew in from Chicago.
That's cool.
Because they'd seen it so many times on Facebook, and they're such huge fans of The Wizard of Oz, that they took the trip from Chicago to come here to the Land of Oz at Peach Mountain because there's no place else like it in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It doesn't exist anywhere else. And also, Nicole, foxy. You gotta
oh, my gosh.
You got to work on the pronunciation.
That.
What would she say? Hold on, let me hear
it. Like it's going it sounds like it's going to be a bad word. It's not.
I'm going to start on you right here, one after the other.
Hold on, where is it?
It's
I
back
thought you'd be pretty foxy.
Oh, wow. The first couple times, I was like, where's the O? You know, I thought it was a U. You were.
There's
there was
another
a hard
F word.
There was a hard F there that we thought was going a different way.
Roy and Loren are saying that there's another F word that you pronounce equally as well. So, did you have fun? Nicole, did you have fun? You want to talk to us or no? Somebody texted and said you're never on.
I don't know if I was potted up.
You are.
You're always potted
up. Yeah, it was fun. Like, I think I expected more of like what Roy was talking about, but it was pretty cool.
Good. Okay.
In fact, I got word that we were the best participants they've ever had.
Yeah?
Yeah, they said that most of the time people are like too embarrassed to get
right.
in, and then here we go.
I will say that was going to be me until you guys went above and beyond, and then I was like, all right, well, I can't just read my lines.
We're performers.
There were kids on the tour, too, that we didn't know, and, you know, we wanted everyone to get a good show. We were part of it.
I already had one beer at that point, so I'm feeling kind of good, you know?
Well, that's true. We went to the big rooftop bar on top of Beach Mountain.
You're welcome.
And had a drink there because we're waiting for for Nicole and Kylie to show up.
Yeah.
So
generally, I'm up for anything after a couple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks to everyone. And thanks to the Land of Oz. Up next, let's talk about our weekend. It moved from Friday, where we did the Land of Oz, to Sunday, a barbecue at Chateau de Lorraine. And there was only one small minor issue that I noticed.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear.
All right, we'll talk about it in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we had a great time yesterday at Chateau de Lorraine as she invited us and our significant others over for a little barbecue cookout.
Family barbecue.
Yeah, a little family get-together. Like, my wife, Amanda, hadn't seen the house.
Mm-hmm.
This was us walking in.
Oh, okay.
Brian's like, hey, we're back here.
Yeah. We're in the sitting room.
Yeah. That takes a minute to get there, mm-hmm. but
you get it. The joke is you have a big house.
Thanks for breaking it down.
Didn't know if you could understand the joke.
So we went and you had our friend Jack Arnold barbecuing, and Jack is awesome. He's been on the show before.
Yeah.
He's like a professional barbecuer. That's his job. Like, he's a griller.
Yeah, he's like a grill master.
A grill master.
Yeah.
And he's awesome. So Jack was out there cooking. Mm-hmm. And the only issue I had.
You always have an issue. I can't have a party without Mamie saying something, so I cannot wait to hear this.
And by the way, I remember the last time Loren threw a party, and she said what time to be there, and I got there at that time, and you weren't set up mm-hmm. yet. Understandable. Not everybody's set up.
Yeah.
So this time, I told Amanda, hey, the thing starts at 12. We're not getting there till 12:30.
Yeah, okay.
Give us some time to warm up.
Give us some, but Amanda is very punctual.
Mm-hmm. So it probably killed her to wait.
Well, and then we had to leave a little early because my daughter had to go take a nap, so we were just losing time. Anyway, one of the things that somebody texted was, hey, is it BYOB? Bring your own beer. You know, mm-hmm. it's a new house. There's no furniture.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if the refrigerator's there or what's going on. I get there and there's plenty of alcohol, but I brought alcohol. So my complaint is actually a positive complaint where there was way more alcohol than I thought. And I was misled to think.
I thought it was you were providing everything.
Did I not respond to that? Okay, hold on. Well, then let me read you.
Nicole wants to read it. You're on.
So I was the one who sent that text asking, is it BYOB? Because now that I'm an adult, I don't want to just show up and assume that there's alcohol.
Right.
Loren responded and said, we will have spritzers and champagne. We have plenty of Miller Lite, but if you want something else, bring it.
Okay, I didn't see that text back, but I will say, like, there was Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah, I didn't bring that over, so I didn't know that it was there, honestly. Dallas brought that from the other house.
You're a pair. Elena was whipping up some concoction that Amanda was drinking.
That was the Italian spritzers. So, you know when you get, like, a white wine spritzer here in the U.S.? Elena ordered one when we were out somewhere, and she's like, this is not a spritzer. She's like, I will make Italian spritzers for your party. So she made Italian spritzers, she made Italian deviled eggs, and she made the bruschetta.
Not bruschetta.
No, we're saying it wrong. Mm-hmm.
She's clowning us. You know it's bruschetta, right? Yeah. I'm going to tell the Americans that it's pronounced bruschetta.
Meanwhile, for the spritzer, she's getting water and Kool-Aid. She's like, dumb Americans.
Yeah. Idiotas. Also, we don't call it pizza. We call it pizza. Let me hear you say pizza. Can I order some pizza from Domino's? Very good. Very good. Yes, a pizza. Tell them you want the pizza.
Dumb Americans.
I'd like to order one large pizza.
What
are you talking about, dude? We have pizza here at Domino's.
Yeah, but I'm with someone that's Italian, and they call it pizza, so I like some pizza.
That's right. I get the whole country thinking it's a pizza. Anyway, it was a very nice afternoon.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
I didn't know if you were going to orchestrate tours, so we just took it upon ourselves to roam your house.
Yeah.
I hope that was fine.
That's fine. And I came up and just popped my head in when you guys were upstairs just to see if you needed anything. But
and I took the opportunity to control your thermostat because it was getting way too hot.
He did.
I was going to all the thermostats turning the AC on.
Yeah. I loved the jungle room, which is a legit jungle room with like birds and like, yeah, it's like you go visit an aviary. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Here's some audio of it.
You know, I'm the crazy bird lady. I love birds.
Yeah. The fifth floor is the aviary.
We don't have an aviary.
Roy was coming down the stairs, producer Nicole, and I go, oh, you came down the dumb way. You should have taken the elevator. He's like, no way. I was like, no, I'm just joking. Did you have fun yesterday? You and Kylie had fun at the party?
Yeah, it was fun. We were there first and stayed the longest.
Yeah. And you missed it. We brought out the shambong. Like, we had a good old time.
Hey, listen, the show is very diverse. We have a younger lesbian couple who have nothing to do except party and hang out. And then there's me. I'm a 44-year-old dad who has a 10-month-old who had to go home and nap.
Mm. And then there's me, and I have a second job as a realtor. So, there you go.
Yeah, Roy had to go show a house. So, by the way, did you invite any neighbors?
No. I don't know anyone yet, except for the guy's house that I had to go to the bathroom in, and we're not talking currently.
Oh, yeah. Well, that guy lives down the road, though.
Yeah.
Somebody reached out to us and DM'd us and said that they live across from you.
I can't wait to know who it is. Like, I've met our neighbors immediately to the right and straight across from us, but they have little kids, and I think this girl who reached out is a teenager.
Looks like she's a teenager. She said, well, she posted a comment And she said, she moved right across from me, exclamation point.
Can I also say another little complaint that I have?
Oh,
I know
boy.
We don't have much time.
Yeah, sure.
Loren has such a massive driveway, and nobody was used
nobody
it.
Nobody parked in it. I'm like, why didn't you guys use the driveway?
I didn't want to. I knew I was leaving, so I didn't want to get jammed in there.
Loren has a driveway that could fit, I don't know, 10
all the cars that were there.
And nobody
everybody
used it.
Everybody, if you can do it, draw a small H. And that is Loren's driveway.
Kind of.
It's, no. She's got. Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It, a small H. Okay.
A lowercase
yeah.
H.
A lowercase H. You have the turn, and you have the straightaway.
And yeah. Nobody used your driveway.
No. Yeah.
Because we got the big cul-de-sac out front, so everyone decided yeah. to park in the cul-de-sac because it's like a
cul-de-sac.
Lake.
It's a roundabout.
Okay, a roundabout, yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
That's a fancier
so
cul-de-sac.
If you can safely do it, draw a little H on a piece of paper, and then go find an enormous box and put the box next to the little H, and that is the driveway in the house.
And that's Chateau de Lorraine.
That is the chateau. So, hey, producer Nicole is in my ear saying, thank you, Lorraine, for real. We had fun.
Yeah, no problem.
Producer Nicole is in our ear saying that we have an exclusive.
Oh, with who, Nicole? The guy. Okay, so if oh yeah, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. So this is so it's going viral today. Cam Newton was on a plane. He was flying coach, and he asked one of the passengers, "Can I have your seat for $1,500?" Well, they were flying to Charlotte, and we actually have the guy on the phone that denied the $1,500 from Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's like, "I don't want the $1,500."
We got my seat.
Yeah, we got to find out though. Like, why wouldn't you take the $1,500? Is it worth that much? Huh. All right, we'll get to that. It's an exclusive in 3 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
This is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We are broadcasting in our judgment-free zone, Planet Fitness Studios. We want to thank you for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, but we have an exclusive.
We do. Loren, the Twitterverse went nuts after video showed up of our own QB1, friend of the MRL show, on a flight from France back to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam was flying coach.
Yeah. He had missed his flight, his original flight. He had a business business class ticket, missed his flight, and had to get on this flight. And when he was put on this flight, he was just sitting in a regular seat where he didn't have a lot of leg room.
So he offered some passenger $1,500. He even showed him the money. He offered the guy $1,500 to switch seats, but the man said no. He could not be bought. So Cam, at 6'5", was stuck with a normal coach seat jammed up in there. And we actually have an exclusive. We have the guy who was on the plane who declined the $1,500 from Cam Newton on the phone.
Oh.
Hey, good morning. Your name is Buddy?
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
We're good. How was France?
Oh, it was fantastic. I saw that pointy metal pyramid thing and had the foie gras. It's like putty, but with duck liver. And
that pointed thing, that's the Eiffel Tower, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, I saw it.
So we got to ask you, the whole internet was buzzing yesterday. Social media couldn't get over the fact that you, buddy, did not take the $1,500 from Cam just to move seats. How come?
Yeah, my little nephew Tommy says I went viral.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to. Listen, my grandpappy told me way back when, you don't take handouts from no one. And I even grow my own tomatoes out in the backyard. I don't do nothing like that. So I told him no.
Huh.
What if we offered you $1,500 for one of your tomatoes?
It ain't worth that. No, thank you.
Really? You think your tomato's worth more than that?
Nope.
He's just not going to take the money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's not in my DNA, you know.
So if I offered you $2,000 for your seat or $2,500 for your seat, what would you say?
Really? I ain't taking it. I don't want your money.
Do you, if you look in your refrigerator, buddy, the passenger from the flight that Cam Newton was on, if you looked at your refrigerator and you had yogurt in there, could I give you like $500 for that yogurt?
$500 for yogurt?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No, uh-uh.
What if it's, like, you know, pretty sunny out and we're on the sidewalk and...
Well, you should be eating yogurt out in the sun.
No. I was going to ask you if I could buy your sunglasses for $2,500.
No.
Really?
No, I'm good.
No, I have a runny nose. Can I have a tissue?
What's his name?
Camp.
Fig Newton?
Cam Newton.
No,
not Fig Newton. Cam Newton.
No, it's Cam. No, I didn't even know who he was.
Really?
If you're just joining us, this is an exclusive. The passenger on the plane with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Cam offered you $1,500 to switch seats for more legroom. You said no.
No, I feel real bad, though, because he's a tall feller, and he ain't going to have enough leg room back there. I was really hoping the airline do something about that, but I ain't taking handouts from no one. No dime is a big enough dime for me to take that dime, even if it's a gold dime, I don't want it.
Buddy, I got a runny nose. Can I buy a tissue from you for $800?
No, sir, you cannot. I don't, no.
What about your earbuds? I forgot mine. Can I give you, $300 for them?
Earbuds?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. No, I don't have
headphones.
None of that.
Do you have a belt?
Yeah. I'm wearing a belt right
Loren,
now.
Loren, try and buy the belt from him.
Okay.
What's that?
Loren's going to try and buy the belt from you. We're going to try and get a price that you say yes to.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Now.
Buddy, that's a really nice belt, and, my husband really needs a belt. He forgot his today.
Yeah, I had to put my own hole in it.
Yeah, oh, that's perfect, because he needs a lot of holes. So can I buy that from you for, $1,000?
$1,000? No, that ain't going to work.
This man cannot be bought.
No, he sure can.
Well, Roy's awfully silent.
Oh, Roy, yeah, that works on the show?
Yeah.
Well, he's disgusted because for him, the fact that you wouldn't accept the money, $1,500 from Cam Newton. Plus, it's Cam Newton. Aren't you a Panther fan?
No, No, not. I don't. We got the Panthers out in the backyard, time to time. But
this is the football team.
No,
Okay, all right. Well, what an exclusive, Loren. This is crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Roy's my favorite. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Idiot. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. All right, let's check what's going on out there. Hi, the MRL show.
I think what he's saying is that he's an honest man.
Ah.
And that he's not going to let you buy a tomato from him for $2,000 because it's not worth that. He didn't think his seat was worth $1,500. He doesn't think your earbuds are worth $300.
Mm. Oh,
he'd say, hey,
okay.
I have a runny nose. Can I have a tissue for 25 cents? He might exchange it for you.
Oh, man. I wish we would have asked him a 25 cent thing while we had him on the phone.
Hang on. I think I'll call.
Let Roy run back in there and have Buddy call back in. You might be onto something. You might be onto something. Something, because somebody did send us a message and said that the flight was $1,800. So to pay $1,500 for the seat, he's like, no, Cam, keep your money. But I don't know. There's something I don't know.
But it depends on when you buy your ticket. He might not have bought his ticket at that price.
Yeah.
They're at
but
least
it
like
seems 1200. Like every example, the prices were extreme, and that's why he kept saying no. He kept saying it wasn't worth that.
Yeah.
It's not worth that.
Roy, she doesn't know that that was you on the phone. She thinks that that was really...
Oh, hang on
really
a second. Hang on. I'm
going to call back. Hang on.
I don't know. We don't have time. All right. Thanks for the call. I mean,
I'll really
see,
screw with her and talk to her for a second.
No, that was Roy. That was just a joke, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm glad I really sold the character.
Seriously.
I would love for her to go in and tell everyone that we had the exclusive this morning with the passenger on the plane that said, no, we can't. That would be fantastic.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Yeah.
Kiss 95.1. Kiss 95.1.
Wait.
Start your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
My aunt met her now husband. She used to clean funeral homes, and I think she met him there.
At the funeral home?
Yeah, she used to clean them.
Was he alive?
No, yeah.
He was the perfect alive. Husband.
He was doesn't alive. Talk back. He lays there.
Yeah. Has a bank account.
Can't mess up anything.
Honey, is it okay if I take more out of the checking? Don't say anything if it's a yes.
Yeah.
Real friends, real laughs. What? Make the switch to the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.